One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about this. Why did Genghis Khan wake up and think, you know what? What can I do for fun? Well, I can play this instrument. That shit. Play the instrument for me. Diddle-diddle-diddle-ding. Boring. You know what, guys? Let's all get our horses and let's just ride over there, and whatever we find, let's just take it. Why? Because it's the instinct to conquer. It's inside of a man. It's been dumbed down by the Matrix. They try and numb you. They numb you with entertainment. They try and put you in the festival crowd. They numb you with shit food. They numb you with depression, all this other garbage. But truthfully, if you're a man, you look in the mirror, what will make me happy? My empire will make me happy. That's why Alexander the Great did what he did, and Julius Caesar did what he did, and Genghis Khan did what he did. They didn't have Google Maps. They didn't know where they were going. They just said, no, we've decided we're going to go take shit from other people and show we're the best. And that's what we're doing now, the successful men at least, in a financial sense. Why am I making money? I have nothing to buy. There's nothing to buy. I have it all. I have 4 Kernan's eggs, a Rimac, a Bugatti, 53 other cars, 40 properties. There's nothing to buy. I'm just taking it from other people. I'm winning the game. I'm conquering. And that's what I think truly is going to give you purpose in life. It's just conquest. Men have always been this way. That's why war was even happening in the first place.
Key component to masculinity is discipline. If you do not have the discipline to dedicate yourself to anything, you are going to fail and be crushed by the people who can. If you only go to the gym when you feel like going to the gym, you're never going to be as strong as the people who go to the gym when they don't feel like going to the gym. That is a reality of life. So, I train every single day. I've actually heard from some people saying, you overtrain. I don't train because I want to get bigger. I train every day because it is difficult to train every day. It hurts. I don't want to. I wake up and I'm busy. I have other things to do. I don't feel like doing it. So I force myself to do it 7 days a week, 365 days a year, so that I know I'm the kind of person who can do what he doesn't want to do when it needs to be done. I am that man. And it is more of a mental exercise than a physical exercise at this point. How can you ever outcompete me if I can force myself to do the things I don't want to do and you cannot? Discipline is absolutely essential for success, and you need to get very comfortable and very used to the idea of understanding that on your path to greatness, there are going to be long periods of time where you hate what you are doing, where you are dissatisfied with the actions you must undertake, where you are tired, where you are stressed. That is why it is difficult. That is why most people won't make it. If the path was easy, everybody would walk it and it would lead nowhere. 100 people start the path, 99 fall off because it is difficult, and the one person who makes it to the end gets the gold. If all 100 made it to the end and the gold was divided by 100, it wouldn't even be worth anything. The difficulty gives it value. The fact that it is difficult to do is the key component into the fact you want it in the first place. If it wasn't difficult, everyone would have it and you wouldn't want it because no one would respect it. It's supposed to be hard. Life is supposed to be hard. You're supposed to think this is terrible. You're supposed to suffer and smile through the pain regardless. Discipline is the key to success in all realms as a man. And if you lack it, you stand no chance.
99.9% of the people I've interacted with in my life are lazy. And when I say lazy, I mean it in the genuine term of the word. They're lazy. They think that they come up with bullshit like work-life balance. And well, there's no point working if you don't enjoy yourself and all this other fucking shit. and they remain lazy. And the problem is that the world we live in is player versus player. There are people like me. There are sharks in the ocean. If you want to stay a fish, you're going to fucking lose. There are people like me who wake up and think, fuck it, I want more. Don't give a shit. I already have everything I could ever think of. I already have enough money to buy everything I could ever dream of. I can't even think of anything on the planet I want. Don't care. I want more so I can take it from others. There are people like me that exist, and you have to compete against people like me. It's player versus player. So when I say lazy, my entire life is work. And when I say that, people think that's depressing. No, it's not. It's not depressing. I love it. Every single thing I do is work.
This is the thing. Life is difficult. Rocky has the best quote on it. I can't remember exactly, but nothing's going to beat you up as hard as life. Yeah. This is it. Life is difficult. Everyone has bad news all the time. People come at me and they think, oh, yeah, you got this great life. Things happen to people, and things are going to happen to everyone. And even if you live the perfect life, you're still going to have bad experiences because everything's relative. Yeah. So small things can be big. Yeah. And you have to learn to get on with it and be disciplined. And if you don't have a disciplined upbringing, you don't learn to go through hard times, you're just going to end up one of those people who just is a complete feather in the wind. You just succumb to your emotions. The tenets of masculinity since the dawn of time have been...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I was afraid, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
This is the tenets of masculinity.
Courage.
Courage. Yeah. That's what courage is.
Yep.
I was afraid to storm the beaches of Normandy, but I did it anyway. I was afraid to stay in the Titanic, but I did it anyway.
I believe in, if you want to win, you have to outcompete the man who's prepared to do nothing but work. It's player versus player. If you're going to sit there and go, I don't want to work more than an hour a day, well, the guy who does want to work more than an hour a day is going to beat you. And no matter how smart you are, there's always a smart dude who's doing the same smart work you are for more hours than you're doing it. That's just the nature of the game.
All you have to do is say something, and you can always find the energy to say something. But if you really believe your words and you refuse to give in on them, then you're going to follow it through. You know what? This weekend, I'm going to start a dropshipping company. If you actually say it, and then you're like, okay, well, I've said it now, so I have to do it. Saturday comes around. Even if you don't want to do it, even if you're not in the mood, whatever, whatever. But because you found the motivation to previously say it, and you're not the kind of guy who lies to himself, you're not a coward. By the end of the play Saturday, you might have a dropshipping company, or you'll at least know more, or you'll at least look into it. You might be making $100 a day. Who knows? It might change your life. So all you have to do is find the motivation to say things. I say to Tristan, yeah, I'm going to train 5 hours. If I said it, that was it. I had to do it because I couldn't live with myself knowing I was one of them bullshitters. My words are absolutely sacred, especially to myself. And it's just fulfilling your own word, man. I said I was going to be world champion over and over and over again. I was nervous to lose. Not because I was nervous to get knocked out. I was nervous I looked like a liar. I told everyone I was going to win.
Oh, shit, you know? Yeah.
That's how I was. I was like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have this. When I picked up my Lambo, the best feeling about picking it up is that I told everyone for years I'm going to have a Lambo. Lambo's my car. I'm going to push a Lambo. When? I guarantee you I'm going to find a way to push a Lambo. I don't lie.
What do you think of a man's role on this planet?
I think a man's role on this planet is also another thing that we need to redefine to some degree, right? I think a man's role on this planet has changed, but from the dawn of human time, a man's role has always been the capability for violence. This is what men were, right? When I look at the world, I look at it from a societal perspective and I look at it from an animalistic perspective. Society has told us to be certain ways, and then our animal instinct tells us to be another way. So from an animal perspective, a man's primary role was the capability for violence. We went to war, we conquered stuff, we built stuff, we conquered. That's what men did, we conquered. To this day, still now, if you look at men, many of them are still trying to conquer the world one way or another. Why did you start this podcast?
Attention, make a bit of money.
Conquer the world.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Why does the CEO work 15 hours a day for some fucking conglomerate while the women don't want to work that much, or they'll work hard, but they want to also have a life outside of work? Why do men give up their lives for work? Is it just for money, or is it because they feel important and they feel like they're conquering? This is what I'm saying. Men have that drive inside of them. And this is since the dawn of human time. Why did I fight? Why did men climb Mount Everest? Why did the Romans melt rocks, make swords, and walk in random directions to find somebody, anybody, to fuck them up and take their stuff? This is who we are.
So this is what men always were, and I think now that's got to be redefined. Obviously, we want to live in a peaceful society now, right? We can't just run around with swords. So a lot of them, the male instinct to conquer Earth is financial. I think this is why men work so hard. This is why men are so obsessed with money, or they should be.
If you wake up every day and you look in the mirror and say, you know what? I've looked around at what I see, and I'm up there. I'm the man. I'm the top 5%. I'm the top 1%. Like, who out there can do more than what I can do or lives better than what I do? You know what? I'm doing well. If you really believe that in yourself, then what's going to happen is you're going to feel motivated to prove it. This is the thing. It's very difficult. You have to have a mental disorder to have an ego with no justification. Those people have something wrong with them. But if you're going to wake up every day and work your ass off and make money and buy cars and train and be in fantastic physical shape and do all these things to prove your ego, so when someone comes along and goes, well, what's your problem? You say, I ain't got a problem. My life's good. Then you're going to have a very fantastic life. Why would you train or work hard if you don't have an ego? If you don't have an ego and you're not all about me and what I am and who I am, why would you even care? People without ego are the lazy people. Oh, I'm fat, but I don't care. I don't have a nice car. I don't care. I love myself way too much to be broke or fat because I'm me. So this is my ego is the absolute motivator. If someone comes along and goes, I have no motivation, then you have to say, okay, you're very, very happy being average. Why is that?
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.